the rules were fairly simple as card games went, but the strategy seemed tricky, and Kevin was by no means an expert. I know the books say you're supposed to keep on hitting until you get 17, if the dealer's showing a high card. When the dealer shows a weak card, maybe a 5 or a 6, you usually stick with your first two cards. And I know you double down on an 11, hoping to draw a face card for a 21. That's a start, Martina said. He extended his hand, offering Kevin half of the bills from his stack, $10,000 cash. Are you sure this is a good idea? Kevin asked. Martinez waved the money at him. Don't worry, I'll be right next to you. I'll let you know when you're making a mistake. Kevin's cheeks burned as he took the bills and followed Martinez to the table. Christ, this beats sitting in the lab. Kevin lowered himself onto a stool next to Martinez and watched as he peeled 20 bills off his roll and laid them on the felt. Kevin carefully did the same and waited nervously as the dealer counted out 20 black chips for each of them. Then she swept the cards off the table and began to shuffle. Her hands danced gracefully through the choreographed ritual shared by blackjack dealers the world over. By the time she rolled the deck, aiming it at Martinez for the cut, Kevin was bouncing off his stool. Here we go. He moved a black chip onto the betting circle in front of him. He would have liked to have started lower, but the table minimum was 100. He noticed that Martinez had started with 2 chips. His friend seemed completely calm, smiling as he made small talk with the dealer. Her name was Brett. She was from Delaware. She had 2 kids and an ex-husband, and no, she'd never been to Korea. Kevin didn't think Martinez had ever been to Korea either, but what the hell, it made for good conversation. After the first few hands, Kevin's nerves settled, and he began to enjoy the highs and lows of gambling. Hand by hand, the chips lulled him into forgetting how much money he was playing with. Instead, he concentrated on making the right plays. He'd never studied any books on basic strategy, but he knew about BS from a television special he had seen on cable, a framework of proper plays based on what the dealer was showing. Developed first, in a flawed but thorough form, by 4 Army engineers who played tens of thousands of hands and published the results in the September 1956 edition of the Journal of the American Statistical Association. BS was then thoroughly reworked in the early 60s by a UCAL and visiting MIT math professor named Edward Thorpe, then tweaked numerous times over the years by experts with access to IBM computers. Kevin had never bothered to study basic strategy because he gambled only occasionally, and he wasn't really sure how much of a difference it made anyway. Was skill really that much of a factor in blackjack? Didn't it all boil down to a matter of luck? Martinez obviously took basic strategy extremely seriously. Whenever Kevin paused, trying to figure out whether to take the next card or stand, Martinez was ready with quick advice. The dealer didn't seem to care. In fact, she lent her own expertise. Kevin usually deferred to Martinez, since it was his money they were going to lose. As for Martinez, he played smoothly, barely looking at his cards, tossing chips into the betting circle with seeming abandon. He kept his bets around $200, but every now and then he jumped up to $500, and once he even laid down $1,000 at once, getting lucky with a pair of kings. He never celebrated when he won, never complained when he lost. In fact, he didn't seem that interested in the game at all.